Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, survivors, caregivers, and all of our followers. TBI One Love and I hope that you are enjoying Mindful March. It's hard to believe we're already at the end, almost, of Brain Injury Awareness Month, but us survivors and caregivers know that even though this is Brain Injury Awareness Month, every month is Brain Injury Awareness. So let's continue working together to help make minds and lives better. To wrap up our March segment of Mindful March, we are having not one, but two amazing guests. That's right, two. And they're calling in from the other side of the globe. Who I'm referring to is Evelyn Vincent and Dr. Nicholas Steinhoff. Evelyn is the chair of Headway Bathing Soap, an organization which has a run of rehabilitation units for us survivors, and that's been involved since 1986. She is the deputy chair of Headway United Kingdom, UK, and president of the BIF, which is Brain Injury and Families in Europe. And she has been a member of that amazing organization since 2001. Our second guest, Dr. Nicholas Steinhoff, is a neurologist and a medical director of the neurological rehabilitation in Austria. He is the chairman. He is also part of the Australian National Association for Brain Injury, which is a member also of the BIF, Brain Injury and Families Organization. So we have, like I said, not only one, but two guests calling from the other side of the world that are really going to give us some more guidance, hope, and of course, education for those that have been touched by a brain injury, as well as giving some key steps with prevention and protecting our heads. So without further ado, because it's very, very late for them, let's get this show started. Evelyn and Dr. Steinhoff, can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Yes, of course.
Well, thank you both for taking time out of your busy schedules and being on tonight's show to wrap up our segment. As you heard me give a brief introduction about yourself and some, not all, but some of the amazing work you do, would you each take a few minutes to tell us and our listeners more about yourself?
Sure. I got involved with Headway after my brother suffered a brain injury. He was 10 years old. Wow. He suffered a brain injury in 1977 and was very severely injured, unconscious for 2 years, semi-conscious for 5 years, and died 10 years after his accident. At the time that he had his accident, there was just no services for people with brain injury because at that time in 1977, people didn't survive. So it was very, very new and very sometimes frustrating steps. My parents actually initially got hold of a friend of ours whose son had had a brain injury, and we got support from them. And then my father, who's now deceased, heard a radio broadcast on the BBC, which most people would have heard of, and it talked about a group who were running services for people with brain injury. So he rang the BBC and said, who is this? You know, can you put us in contact? And the BBC did. And the lady in question actually had formed Headway with her husband because her son was brain injured. And we stayed in contact, she and I, until she passed away only a few years ago in her 90s. But that was really the start of Headway Basingstoke for us because, as I say, when it happened to my brother and how severely injured he was, we just were completely in the dark. So I've sort of spent, I guess, 40 years finding out about brain injury. And when he passed away, I found that actually it was easier for me then to continue campaigning for brain injury because people weren't looking at me and thinking, oh, well, you're doing that for a reason. You're only doing that to sort of help your own family. Well, I'm not, you know, that's long gone now. And it's just become a bit of a passion, really.
Wow, that's amazing. And not, I did not know that about your impact and personal experience of being a caregiver and dealing with a brain injury. So it's very inspiring and very helpful for our listeners to learn about you. I look forward to learning more. Wow. Wow. Dr. Steinhoff, would you mind giving us some more information about yourself before we get started?
Yes. Hello.
Thank you very much for inviting. And my English is not so good, but it's still enough, but it's not, maybe there are some faults, so please forgive me. We are here in Austria now in a situation that is much better for traumatic brain injury, but when I started, I was introduced to brain injury by a young woman. Well, she was a patient at the ward where I was working when I was a young resident at the University Department of Neurology in Vienna. And she was very excited. She had some, she had a lot of ideas and she wanted to write a book. And I thought it might be a very good idea to because she invited me to also found the Austrian Association for Brain Injured in 1996. So since then, I am with her in this association and came out of that, the Austrian Association of Traumatic Brain Injury. And in 1999, I met Evelyn at the Brain Injured and Family. So it's everything is a while ago. And since then, there were a lot of changes in Austria, and I could develop the department, the outdoors department of traumatic brain injury at the university hospital, and continue to bring a lot of patients and take care of a lot of people through this outdoors clinic. And also I had to change hospital and develop there the department where the intensive care unit for a very heavily, severely neurologically injured person, and also, of course, for traumatic brain injured. And so it went on and went on. And well, since many years now, I am with brain injured and families, and it is always amazing how much I can learn and I could learn from all the changes that people with brain injury came through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wow, that's an amazing impact, and it's an amazing how there's so many helpful tools, not only with understanding, of course, what a brain injury is, but also helping those that have been touched by it, whether it's family, spouses, children, or even in the work environment when people try to go back to work and they have to deal with differences, but also with individuals like you, Dr. Steinhoff, that are continually working with different neurological rehabilitation centers to help get people back on their feet to either a new version of themselves with some changes or able to get back to where they were prior and adjust with the changes. So thank you for all you do, Dr. Steinhoff.
Well, you know, it's been...
Are you there, Nikki?
Somehow to talk about brain injury is when you talk to people who experience real brain injury, then you always, even as somebody who takes care of the situation of the traumatic brain injury, it's always the feeling that I have always the feeling that I talk to the real specialists, and it's always very touching to be able to help a little bit in a way.
Exactly, and I think that's also very helpful how you just described it helps others understand that when someone is touched by a brain injury, it's not only the survivor that their world changes. Everyone that knows that person has to change because the individual is not going to be the same. They may look the same on the outside, but on the inside, they battle every single day with trying to get to either how they were before or just trying to function in a normal state.
Yeah, that's right.
And I think, you know, Evelyn, I think it'd be great also for listeners. I know I mentioned, obviously, BIF, BIF, Brain Injury and Families, but with having you on here, I want to thank you once again for the opportunity, but let's go ahead and share with our listeners not only what is the BIF, but also how does it work?
So our BIF is Brain Injured and Families, and we say EC, European Community, but it's BIF Europe. So we have the National Brain Injury Associations, so one association from each of the countries within Europe. Currently we have 14, and some of those have been members like Nikki and I since 1999. So there were 7 founder members and now we have 14. So we, prior to the pandemic, we would meet a couple of times a year in person and, you know, discuss things that were of relevance or, you know, information sharing between the associations, because there's really no point in, say, us doing something in Headway UK or Nikki doing something in Austria and just keeping it to ourselves. You know, we share what we do because it may well help, say, somebody in Finland or somebody in Spain or a group in France or whatever. So the whole point of BIF is to be able to share not only processes and plans and, you know, really how we look at rehabilitation for people with brain injuries, what we do, how we support families within our individual associations. So it's a, really an information sharing forum. I mean, through the pandemic, we were able to meet on Zoom. I mean, the biggest problems, as with any group of people that are vulnerable during the pandemic, was, you know, shared across Europe, and it was, you know, isolation, mental health issues, because actually for people with a brain injury, it's much harder to have that social network anyway. And then, you know, all of a sudden it's pulled from underneath you because you couldn't see anybody. So, and certainly the group that I'm chair of locally where I live, the biggest problem was actually social isolation. So we've started what we call a Funday Monday, which is literally just a social group so that everybody can rebuild their sort of social network. And then the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays that we have, they have specific rehabilitation programs led by our clinical lead. So we share all of that sort of information and how we've got to where we are across Europe. And of course, we, with Headway UK, we have, you can actually see, I think you're going to post links to the website, aren't you, afterwards? You can see that we have a wealth of information on there. We have 130 groups and branches in the UK. Some of them run centres like I do. Some are simply branches and it's, you know, maybe a couple of people who are relatives or carers of people with brain injury, and they run support groups. Everything is just as important as everything else.
You know, and that's very impressive, not only, of course, with your work and all that the BIF does, but I really like that activity, you know, Funday and Monday, where it's really just helping them socialize. And I think that's a huge boost, not only personally, because as we had mentioned prior, brain injuries on the outside look fine, but on the inside, it's a struggle every day on different aspects of life. But when they have that ability to communicate, it really not only helps them, of course, feel better about themselves, but really helps them feel better emotionally and, most importantly, flexible with their community, to where they don't have to worry about how it's said, what is said, or most importantly, I'm sorry, if they can't really speak that well at all. That is a great step.
Yeah, been really, really well received. We only started it about a year ago, I think, and it's made a difference. It's really encouraging. We've got things like gardening groups and all sorts of other things that we run as well. All of these things, they might not look like therapy, but believe me, they are therapy.
They are, and I think that's also good for everyone, not just only brain injury survivors or caregivers. I think that's a really good start to the week for anyone, to really just have the ability to communicate, feel more of a norm, and most importantly, feel comfortable about yourself to yourself.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether you've experienced it, but during the pandemic, we had, we've had across the UK, we've had issues of, brain injured people becoming homeless. And so, then that's been quite a challenge to get through that during the pandemic, but we have done. And, but we've almost become more of a sort of social service, as it were, as well as a rehabilitation service. But that was just necessitated by everything that happened. And we're not alone in that. That's happened across Europe within all the associations.
Exactly. And speaking all across Europe, with the BIF, I wanted to ask, how did it really start? Was it the same both with you and Dr. Steinhoff, where you had an individual, whether it was someone in your family or a patient or a friend that really educated about brain injury to start the BIF, or what's the story behind that?
It was actually two parents of brain injured children. And actually adult children, wouldn't you say as well, Nikki, they were. So a lady from the UK and a gentleman from France. And
yes,
they met and literally just sort of said, well, maybe we should try and get the associations together. So that was the start of the liaison between Headway UK and the French Association. And then we were able to bring in five others. I'm not really quite sure how, but we did.
Wow, well, that's amazing. Everything always has a story on why it took place or why it started. But I think that's really great with how it was two families that understood brain injury and wanted to really make a positive change, not only for those that are affected by a brain injury, of course, that they can relate to family-wise, but also helping others learn more that they aren't alone and really helping guide individuals to the proper steps of the long road of brain injury recovery.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's something very important, and it might be the same all over the world, but colored differently in every country you are, is that first life changes abruptly, no? So it's a new life. It's not the same as you lived it before. And people say that you don't see the change. Most of people after traumatic brain injury, it's not so obvious that there is some change. But all people after traumatic brain injury, they suffer the same, or they go through, it's better to say like this, they go through the same process of finding a new life. No, of mourning, to have lost something and get reoriented in a new direction. And this is something somehow very difficult. It might be supported better in some countries than in others. This is what also is one of the issues in Europe and maybe in all other countries too, that the support of the person and also the caregivers going through this new life, because life is not only different for the brain injured person, but also for the caregivers of brain injured. So this is something very, it's always touching to see how it goes, how people develop. And it was also here in Austria. It was very interesting to see how some, not all, but some people changed after having had traumatic brain injury and being in this new social situation. So that is also something very special that is going on with the person who have one time change of the brain. Well, there we can have another discussion about this, of course, afterwards, but that is a very impressive way to see how traumatic brain injury affects lives for a long, long, long time.
Exactly. Yeah, we say, don't we, that it is the family that's brain injured. You know, there mm-hmm. is, you know, obviously there's the brain injured person, but in fact, it does impact on the whole family. And actually, beyond that, it's as if you threw a stone in the water and watched the ripples come out. That's the effect that it has. It touches more people than just the individual. And it's about trying to help everyone, really, because not only has the person with the brain injury, has their life changed, and they need to grieve for the person that they were, and then actually get acceptance for the person who they now are. I mean, in some cases, I've known people that have had a brain injury and they have got to the point of acceptance and they've said, you know, actually, I much prefer myself now to the person I was. I'm much less stressed. I know it sounds weird. And I, you know, I'm more focused on the things that I can see that are really important. So, you know, in a way, although having the brain injury was an awful thing, it's been quite cathartic in changing their lives and looking forward in a different way. So, you know, they don't always feel badly about it.
I agree. And like both of you had just stated, and like we discussed earlier, and a lot of people do not know this statement, but we have to keep stating it. A brain injury affects everyone. It's not just one person that gets touched by it. Everyone has to deal with it that knows that individual. And with both of you behind the wheel of not only your passion with brain injury awareness prevention, but also with helping individuals and the families that have to go through this lifelong struggle where there is no finish line, it's making a difference. And with helping others, like you had just mentioned, Evan, what would you say that both you and Dr. Steinhoff do best with helping out others in that have been touched by a brain injury?
I think the biggest thing you can do is to listen and mm-hmm. have extreme patience. Mm-hmm. And I think you need those two qualities to be able to help people with brain injuries and take them forward, because it's important that they are listened to. And you need patience, because sometimes the words don't come easily for them and sometimes they don't necessarily come at all. But, you know, we are there, we're there to help, but we're also there to ensure that people can have as independent a life as possible post-brain injury. That's the most important thing.
And that is very important. And I think it's also great, again, with those key elements, but also how it's helping individuals and the families that have been touched by a brain injury. So with your widespread system throughout Europe that is helping, you know, brain injury survivors and their families, if individuals have not heard about you or would like to learn more about the BIF, what would you say is the best way for them to learn more or reach out?
Nikki, do you want to take that?
Well, that's a very question. I mean, brain injured and families, EC, Europe, is in the internet. So you can find us via Instagram and via Google. So that is very important. There you have all these additional addresses if you're interested more specifically in one of the countries being members of brain injured and families. And of course, you have all other phone numbers and email addresses you might be interested to. So brain injured and families is very open and everybody who is there and whom you can see on the page, on the webpage, we'll be very, very happy to answer to all the questions coming up.
That's fantastic. You know, And I really appreciate, again, not only both of your guidance and support, but also your passion behind it. You're really continuing to make a huge impact, not only, of course, all throughout Europe, but also the entire world, to help individuals understand, most importantly, that they are not alone, but you're really helping with awareness, prevention, and also, most importantly, education. So with awareness and prevention, you know, with both of you having such a large impact in brain injury education and work, what are some of the things that you recommend to help protect our head?
Well, as you and I have discussed, haven't we, previously, mm-hmm. in terms of brain injury, prevention is better than cure. So if you are doing winter sports, if you are cycling, whatever you happen to be doing that might be dangerous, horse riding, please wear head protection. It can minimize the effects of brain injury. And we have several high profile people that are attached to Headway UK who have had sporting injuries, as has Nikki in Austria. He's had more skiing injuries, obviously, than we have. And yeah, prevention is better than cure. That is the main message, really. Protect your head, because you only get the one.
Exactly. And that's very important for everyone to continue to not only understand, but also it's a daily reminder that our brain is one of a kind, and it really does control everything. So protecting it is the most strongest thing that we can ever do. And we will be thanking ourselves the older we get if we start now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's not like you see in the movies. It's not like somebody has a brain injury, falls into a coma, and then suddenly wakes up and everything's perfect again. Unfortunately, life isn't like that post-brain injury. We would love it to be, but it isn't.
But again, thankfully, and it's not fully going to be understood, but thankfully when you have people like you and Dr. Steinhoff that have a passion about it are really helping make a push on brain injury awareness. Even though it's been around forever, it's never going to stop being around, unfortunately. But when there's individuals like both of you, and of course your teams that you work with, it's really helping make a brighter and safer future for everyone.
That's very kind of you, isn't it, Nikki? I mean, there are so many people like us out there. We're just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many people, well, not only just within Headway UK, but also within Nikki's association, within all of our BIF associations, who mm-hmm. are just very, very passionate about brain injury. It's a bit like a bug. You sort of get bitten by it and you can't let go.
Yes, but you don't want to let go, because you learn something new, and then you have the ability, of course, not only to prevent it from happening to yourself and others that either you work with, family members, neighbors, etc., but you're also spreading a positive form of awareness and education at the same time. So it's a good bug to get bitten by. It's unfortunate how bad the bite can be,
right.
But you have the ability.
Nikki, what were you going to say?
Oh, it's, you're absolutely right. And the thing is that if you started once, you always have something new situation to solve. And that is very challenging because you get a lot of experience for yourself with all the other with all the people coming up, and it's very, very important also to discuss this with other people in the same situation. No, like we have here Evelyn, brain injured and families, and it's really nice to see, and it's also there is a lot of impressive information coming up from every different country. It leads us, of course, and thank you, Evelyn, for being such a very good president to get new information for every country, for every association.
Thank you. And that's a great point, Dr. Steinhoff. It's going to continue to really bring more awareness, prevention, and education with individuals like yourself and like Evelyn and your teams that are putting all this time in daily that are making such a huge difference. So I want to personally thank you both not only for sharing your stories, but your education and also the guidance that you do help spread on a daily basis to all areas of Europe, Austria, and you're inspiring others all over the globe. So thank you, thank you, thank you once again for all you do.
That's very kind. That's very kind. But I mean, I have to say, because obviously you and I have had a chat before this, it has been great to talk to you. And I had no idea until I spoke to you that you had actually had a brain injury too, because you have made an amazing recovery. So well done. And what you actually do is great, spreading the world with the word, because even in this day and age, people don't necessarily really understand brain injury. Mm-hmm. If you've actually been affected by it, then you do. But most people don't really kind of get it, I don't think. I think you do have to have experienced it. Don't you agree, Nikki?
Yes, you're right. And of course, there's something very special about brain injury, that it happens a lot. It happens to everybody a lot of times in life. And it's only under parentheses, of course, only minor brain injury. But it happens when you go through life, and some suffer more and some suffer less. So even if children fall down and the brain is shaked, the vessels around, they can start to bleed. And for a long time, these people, they grow up and start working and get children. And after, when they are grandparents, suddenly they have hydrocephalus, a normal pressure hydrocephalus. And nobody knows why, but it's coming from these happenings. So brain injury is not something that you can grasp as easily. It's very individual, and it's also something that is happening a lot. It's the numbers of traumatic brain injury are much, much higher than written in the statistics.
Yeah, it's very complex. It's a very complex issue.
It is, and it's always going to continue to grow. But once again, I want to thank you both for all you do and the difference that you're making every day. And please thank your team for us as well. And I want to thank you, Evelyn, for the kind words and the opportunity to connect with you. And of course, also you as well, Dr. Steinhoff. I know you both are not only always very busy, but I know with the time difference, it's also very late for both of you, or very early, however you want to look at that, because it's such a big time change. But before we wrap this up and I'll let you try to wrap up your day or start your day early, because I know it's during your late, early sleeping hours. Do you have any questions for me before we end?
No, I don't think so. I mean, obviously I've asked you about, you know, your brain injury, and I'm assuming that in the United States, you don't have sort of charitable groups like we're running in the UK, do you? Or how does it work? How do you support brain injury in the US?
Yes, we do. Every state has not only their own brain injury association organization, and then the country itself has a brain injury association. And then you have not every city, but every other city or certain areas within each state that do have, whether it's rehabilitation center where they have different organizations that they work with, or just individuals like myself that have started their own brain injury organization to really do somewhat the same thing, spread awareness, guidance, hope, and really connect different individuals within their organization to others. What we do with ours is that same concept, is spreading hope, awareness, education, prevention, but also we do connect with a lot of individuals. We're just like the BIF in this comparison, is we connect with individuals, whether it's able to connect with the survivor or if it's connecting to with their family, spouse, or caregiver, because we not only want to understand where they're at in the recovery, whether it's the start, they're a couple years in, or the longer down the road, but also we give them the opportunity to understand, okay, this is where you are now, or the pathway that you've been going through. Maybe you need to get connected with certain doctors, like a neurologist, a neuropsychologist, certain therapy programs, certain rehabilitation formats, or certain hospitalization. It really just depends on where they are to help give them, their family, and of course, the survivor, the best outcome possible.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I mean, really, rehabilitation doesn't really end, does it? It's like you said earlier with brain injury, it doesn't end. And you do find that, you know, across Europe, all of the groups are voluntary. There are very few paid people within these national associations. But it's humanity, isn't it? Necessity is the mother of invention, as they say. And, you know, when you need to help somebody, people are there, aren't they? And that's the great thing.
Mm-hmm. And that's what matters most. But once again, thank you both for all you do, the opportunity to connect with you personally and also professionally and let others know what is out there in their area, in their country, or across, you know, their side of the map that can really help them and their families with guidance, hope, and most importantly, understanding that they are not the only ones out there with this.
Yeah. Thank
you very much for this geniusly attempt and step to bring Europe and the US together. That is, and exchange information that might be new for every side of the Atlantic. It's really, really a very big idea. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we look forward to staying in contact with you.
I look forward to it too. I hope you both get some good rest, and thank you once again for all you do. I'll direct people your way all I can, and I look forward to keeping in touch. Thank you, thank you, thank you once again.
Okay, you take care, James.
You too. Thank you both.
Take care. Bye. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Evelyn. Bye, Doctor.
Bye.
Wow, everyone. What a great segment that was to wrap up our Mindful March. As you heard, Evelyn and Dr. Steinhoff really gave powerful sources of not only education for those of us that have been touched by a brain injury, but they also let us know their amazing work that they're doing in Austria and all throughout Europe. If you would like to learn more of brain injury and families, the BIF, please reach out to us or also find them on social media. If you do have any questions, we would be happy to connect you with Dr. Steinhoff or Evelyn to really assist you, your area, or someone that you know that has been touched by a brain injury. Let's continue to follow TBI One Love on social media and work together to continuously making minds and lives better. We're going to have an amazing segment to kick off April. Hard to believe that's just around the corner, so stay tuned. But thank you all for helping us spread our positive form and paint the world green for brain injury awareness. One love.